According to this, I've got 19 miles worth of gas left. But traffic looks fucked up out here. I know which gas station I intend to stop at. I guess I could just go to the one that's actually... Well, no, because the street is closed. I can't fucking get through. Salesforce is going to fucking see to it that I run out of fucking gas, huh? Unless I... If I just made a left turn right here. Oh, yeah. Here's a fucking shady move I'm pulling right here. And go this way. The opposite of the way I normally go. And then take... Wait, Harrison closure? What the fuck does this sign say? 10 to 6. 10 to 6, 10 p.m. Okay, alright. That is not 10 p.m. Because we're going to take Harrison to 9th. And then we're going to take 9th to that fucking gas station. Let me make this turn. Just let me make this turn. All right. Here we go. Eighteen miles of gas remaining. They just play football. I feel like every night I look over here, y'all are talking about football. Do they just play football every night now? They finally just expand. It wasn't enough for Mondays and Sundays. And I guess they play... Today's Thursday, huh? They do... Is there a Thursday night game now? Gears sounds right. Yeah, Gears is good. I'm enjoying it. I'm the middle of the campaign is not as hot as the start. Well, campaign starts a little slow, and then once it kind of gets going, it's going really, really well. And then it tapers off in a way that kind of bummed me out. But still enjoying it, and I'm hoping it does some interesting stuff here as I get closer to the end. It's a gas station right here. I could just go to this gas station. Twitch streamer in the path of the hurricane plans on streaming the whole thing. What? Well, Twitch probably shut it down because, you know, it's not a game. Plus, I would assume dude's power will eventually go out, right? That seems like a questionable move. I don't know. Maybe I'm the crazy one. It just doesn't seem like a great idea. All right, I'm going to get some gas. Since this is kind of a weird area, I'm going to put the iPad down here. Out of sight. Stay cool. Don't get stolen. I got some bugles. Just regular flavor, nothing too fancy. I got a Diet Pepsi also. This bag is too big. Little bugles go a long way, you know? No one needs this many bugles. An illegal amount of bugles. I gotta stop eating these bugles. This is too many bugles. No more bugles after this. No mas.
stash these bugles. I should throw those bugles away when I get home.
Yeah, well, my girl sends me dick pics of other men's dicks.
Are you into that?
No, she just wants to get me jealous.
Is she with him like this?
Yeah.
That would be like a little...
what I'm doing.
Yeah, but she acts weird. It's like...
this one looks better on my face than yours. Yeah.
And I, she's...
it brings out my eyes.
Exactly.
I don't know if it's like a jealous thing or it's just really uncomfortable.
Is
that...
it working?
Now it's getting good.
I try to bring other women to the house. And she's
maybe
not a fan of it.
Just put a ring on it.
On my lady?
A cock ring?
A cock ring on my lady.
Oh.
Put a strap on my chick and put a cock ring on it. That's
if that's
what
you're into, you know what? You be you. You do
B-A.
You. Do you, boo-boo.
B-A. Yeah. There we go. This is America.
Yeah.
Show off Radio Shade 45 is where we at. Let you guys know.
We got callers?
No. Right now, they are all restricted.
Okay.
They'll have to talk to us?
We don't want to talk about
dick. They won't let them talk to us.
Yeah.
Why?
Because we're not talking about snatch. Yeah. So, yeah, earlier today... Did you rub one out earlier today before this happened so you
every
could
day.
Be focused?
Multiple
which
times.
One?
Which one what?
Of us.
Both of you.
No.
When the pimp's in the crib, ma, drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. When the pigs try to get...
I can't remember the last time I saw Vacation. It has been fucking forever.
Thank you.
I remember liking European Vacation, and then everything after that seemed fucking terrible. Like, man, wow, bad, all. Oh. People really like Christmas Vacation. I thought it was fucking just lame. I don't know. I feel like European Vacation would not be a good movie watching it now. I feel like that one might not work. I just don't remember that much about it. I do remember liking it at the time.
You're listening to Serious Boredom on Sirius XMU, and I'm your host, Patrick Carney. I've got one last song in this episode. Please tune in next month, the first Thursday of the month at 6 p.m. Eastern. This last song, it reminds me of the season, The Fall, and the band, The Fall. And I think this is probably, I'm not sure if it's my favorite song from last year, but if it's not, it's my second favorite song from last year. And it reminds me of the fall of 2015. The song is Why Does It Shake by a
European Vacation is rough. I believe it. I believe it. The new Vacation. Oh, that's right. They fucking rebooted Vacation, didn't they? Who's in that? Ed Helms? Seems like a likely fucking casting move, right? Ed Helms, star of the new Vacation? I'm right, aren't I? Would have said Steve Carell 10 years ago. It is Ed Helms? Ed Helms, Christina Applegate? Christina Applegate, all right. Helms plays Rust. Really? So it's like, does he play a grown-up Rusty taking his family on a vacation? Is that what they fucking did? Is that really what they did? No, right? Did they? Boy. Weird. Almost makes me want to see it. That sounds really fucking lame. Do they go to Wally World? That'd be... kind of crazy if it was just like them going to Wally World and then the fun part is completely different because it's been a lot of years, and the same way Disneyland is different. Yeah, I don't know. I forgot they did that. I forgot they made that movie. Cops out here directing traffic. traffic light is out here. Dragging his kids on the summer vacation that he remembers being awesome. Yeah, that makes sense. Are we going now? What are we doing? All right, okay. Wanted to listen to Rancid, I'd listen to it on my phone.
I'm glad you're there, and I'm glad that the weather's good. I was worried about that. The one question I did have, and I saw a post from one person today about an airline flight and not being able to fly in because a bunch of airports are closed in Florida. Have contestants had any trouble getting there, or are you in good shape that way too?
You know, as of right now, I haven't got my turnout through Procom. I haven't heard anything from that regard, but I expect it quite possibly so. But, I mean, airports, again, here in Alabama and Georgia and the northwest corner of Florida, they're open. They're operable. So, I mean, if you're flying in for the Bonnet Bay Rodeo, you're not flying to Orlando or, you know, Northport Myers or whatever. You're flying, you know, here relatively close.
Yeah.
Because it takes quite a bit of driving time because you can't just drive across, you know, obviously the water. You got to drive up and then over or over and then down, vice versa. So right now, it's just looking like a great rodeo. And we got world champs Cody Fields here tonight. And this rodeo's added a lot more money the last couple of years. Kiwanis Club is doing it.
Should we want atmosphere?
Yes. Okay. Well, there's...
About to be open in under 4 minutes. You want to go check out Kanye West, Miss Lauryn Hill, Nas, Kehlani, or possibly Schoolboy Q. You better keep it locked to the base number one for hip-hop and R&B. It's Game Me Out.
Excited Southerner gets pulled over by a cop.
The thing is, FMU, you're on the air.
Hey, Broham.
Well, hey, it's Bryce. Hey,
yeah,
Bryce.
How's it going, man?
Oh, it's going all right.
Cool. Doing a little better than last week.
Doing a little what?
I'm doing a little better than last week.
Oh, yeah, last week. I don't think you could be doing any worse than last week.
Oh, man.
That was scary last week.
Well, you haven't seen hide nor hair of the Kincaid since, have you?
No, according to you, they packed up. I've been trying to avoid that whole situation.
Well,
I kind of don't even...
I think they're gone.
I kind of don't even look at their house anymore. I'm hoping, because if I look at it, one of them might look out or something.
Well, I think they're gone. So, nothing to worry about right now. Oh, man, did you hear that news today?
What news?
Well, you know, when Neil Armstrong and those dudes landed on the moon?
Yeah.
Back in, like, 69?
Yep.
You know, there was that transmission when he stepped out there for the first time.
That's right, with what he said, the first words on the moon.
Yeah. And what history has it recorded is, that's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
That's right.
But he's always claimed that he didn't say that this one word got kind of caught in the static and you couldn't hear it.
Yeah.
He says that he said, that's one small step for a man, one giant leap for mankind.
That's right.
So this dude down in Australia, he did some research and he kind of analyzed the tape and stripped back the static.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what he found?
Why don't you tell everybody?
He found that errant A.
That's right. So now does all of that change throughout history?
I think it does, but, you know, what's even crazier?
What's that?
They said diamonds, just like John sings about.
Ugh, I've never heard this ever.
And then he told him to put his head between his knees and just ride it out. And then, you know what?
What?
Jerry sang to him.
He sang from Houston.
Yeah.
He sang to the
Michael Collins.
Yeah, to Michael Collins.
Yeah.
Well, what did he sing?
Are you serious? That's the dumbest question I've ever heard.
Well, well, I don't know. This is all new to me. I've never heard any of this.
Oh, come on, man. You know what he said?
What?
Mountains on the moon.
I guess that makes sense. That's a Grateful Dead song, isn't it?
Oh, wait, man. Or was it China Cat Sunflower?
So,
wait, hold on. Or was it Cosmic Charlie? You know what? Come to think of it, I think it was actually St. Stephen. Now, I'm confused.
You're confused at what song
yeah.
Jerry Garcia sang to Michael Collins.
But I do know what happened next.
What?
Jerry smoked out with him.
How? You mean through and smoke through, like, the turret of the tank?
No, they did that, too. Glenn Miller would be on the other side of the turret,
uh-huh.
The other thing.
Yeah.
And he would do what they call turret hits.
So they were using the tank as a giant bomb.
They all were. Even the Germans were, man.
Really?
Yeah.
How come I've never heard of this?
I don't know, man. Like I said, you're not clued in.
Well, where are you getting these things from?
You know, from people I know, from books, pamphlets. A lot of pamphlets, actually.
Yeah, I'm sure. A few websites, maybe.
Sometimes. Not lately, because I'm out at the lean-to.
Well, yeah, I understand.
Not a lot of electricity unless I go to Jabba the Hutt.
You go over to Jabba the Hutt and use their computers?
I log on, yeah. At first, the first time I went in there, I thought I was logging on, but I was actually pressing the buttons on their cash register.
Did you
and
get it?
I got arrested.
Yeah, I
sweet-talked my way out of it.
How did you sweet-talk your way out of that?
I just pretended like I was so baked, which wasn't really pretending.
Uh-huh.
And then they kind of like put me in a holding cell where I chilled out, basically.
They led you, they kind of took your word for it.
So exactly.
Were you, but be honest, now that you're clear on that.
Right.
Were you actually trying to steal money from the cash register?
Yeah.
Of course you were. Yeah. Because that's illegal and you're kind of a borderline criminal and it doesn't surprise me.
Well, then Nixon was too, because you know what?
What?
He was a huge weed hound too.
President Nixon.
Oh, yeah. I got him turned on to it. And he was totally stoned all the time, which was weird because he was going after John Lennon.
Yeah.
Trying to get rid of him.
So it was kind of hypocritical.
Totally. But at the same time, he was totally into stuff like Moby Grape, Quicksilver, Electric Prunes. As a matter of fact, if you listen closely, you can hear Mass in F minor playing in the background of those tapes, you know, the Watergate tapes.
You mean like it was actually playing in the White House?
He was cranking the prunes, man.
I hate the way you say man.
Oh, man. And my buddy Scooch.
Who is Scooch?
My buddy Scooch.
I'm not familiar with Scooch.
He hangs out in front of what used to be the Lady Foot Locker in New Bridge Commons.
Okay.
Yeah. He has this tape of these unreleased Nixon, recording stuff that didn't make it out the first time.
Mm-hmm.
There's this one tape where Nixon is talking about how much he hates Quadrophenia.
So Nixon didn't like Quadrophenia?
Not at all, man. But he loved Tommy.
Uh-huh.
And Who's Next. But he thought that Quadrophenia was, like, too sprawling and unfocused.
I never thought I'd agree with Nixon in terms of his musical taste.
Totally. So you're totally with Nixon. But he actually got demos for it while they were still working on Quadrophenia.
Uh-huh.
And he was trying to get Townsend to make the record less Anglo-centric, you know, all that mods and rockers stuff.
Yeah, he thought it didn't translate.
Not at all, man.
And Townsend didn't go for it, obviously.
And you know, man, he was right in retrospect because the tunes that hold up don't have nothing to do with, you know, mods and rockers and going down to Brighton for a laugh.
From?
Where do you think?
Scooch.
Yeah, the Sheaf.
Scooch wrote a Sheaf about that.
Yeah. That's why W's always screwing up. He smokes this hydroponic Westbridge Crippler weed.
So he would get his weed from Westbridge, New Jersey.
No, you dummy.
What?
Gets his weed from Cheney.
So Cheney gets it from Westbridge.
Yeah, and then Cheney supplies it to everybody.
Everybody? Like who?
Yeah. DeLay. The dude today that's in all that trouble for those text messages.
Yeah. What's his name? Foley?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Matt Foley.
Is it Matt? It's not Matt Foley.
Yeah.
That's the...
He's the one that character's based on.
What, Chris Farley's character? That... See, you just make these things up when
that's
they hit...
That's in that sheaf of papers, too. And originally it wasn't, I live in a van down by the river. It was, I live in a BMW down by the river.
See, you're just making stuff up now.
No, I'm not.
Or at least you think you're not.
I know I'm not. You know why?
Why?
Because I'm seeing it in my mind right now.
But all you do is smoke pot.
You know what else I'm seeing in my mind right now?
What?
Your murder.
Oh, great. Well, now there's the... Okay, and that's the pot wearing off. Price coming back down to earth. Ugh. It's never the best show until my life gets threatened.
Oh yeah, once again, this... Five. Six.
7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15,
uh-huh,
16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21.
What?
22.
I thought for sure it would stop at 20.
Better luck next time. Welcome to the Boost Challenge. You have completed level. Congratulations. Welcome to the Kill Challenge. Good luck. Welcome to the Marker Challenge. The outside wall of that picture. Stay off the rails. Press start button to fire shockwaves.
Okay.
Welcome to the Ultimate Challenge. Vehicle flows on open areas.
Frustrate men so much. It's because men get into, like, this goes here, and women just go, oh, I don't know, and they're like,
it's like I'm being pulled down. Funny how how I keep my head up. It was slow though, then it sped up.
Slow though, never made it in my neighborhood. $1.54, $1.50 anyway we could. Nike Roche into the payment for making good. I'm pulling my vibes just the way we should. Way we should carry this agenda till the closet looking like if it was carried through agenda. And we married to December. Duffel bagging with a dealer to repeat it. And it lead to duffel bagging with a dealer for a key. And by the weekend, and the roof is in the trunk. With all the caution and the patience, lower room towards the front for all the talk and contemplation. Thinking fuck it though. Wait on the pedal to play the petro. 200 on the gas, it's 200 on the dash. I need 100 in the stash. Couple runners, couple masks. Or get the plan tender with the flip. Couple bags. Let my neighbors tell a story of the runnings on the Ave. Know the lane is automatic if they're running under wraps. Do believe it's
like I'm being pulled down. Funny how I keep my head up. It was slow though, then it sped up. It's like I'm being pulled down. Funny how I keep my head up. It was slow though, then it sped up.
Slow dope, never made it in my neighborhood. It's more Jesse Owens with the Owens if it's paying. Cause so we be trying to run, baby, run to the payout. We be trying to run, baby, run to the payout. On a relay to turn a check to a replay. And call up Jesus, like tell your pops to give us leeway. Forgiveness in the wing, but sitting on it like a delay. I play the scale and hamper the fish like you was Weebay. I played the rails and threw my autograph on the lobby walls. And made it famous rapping by neighbors and they Bobby Jaw. Same ones was telling me to run towards the bag and do it till you get your number hung up in the rafts. I did it thinking more like Eldridge Cleaver over Rhea, but knowing that the bag is almost finer than a lift. Pretty motherfucker, we just wanna come and see ya. And part of my approach, but I just know how much you need us. Until it turned different and you sitting on the phone like in the conference. Wi-Fi on the flight, FaceTiming with the bondsman. And I'm my rubber keeper, so my Expedia clicking. Bill and Russell off the muscle, word of a flight out to Memphis. Do believe it's
like I'm being pulled down. Funny how I keep my head up. It was slow though, then it sped up. It's like I'm being pulled down. Funny how I keep my head up. It was slow though, then it sped up.
Slow dope, never made it in my neighborhood. It's more Jesse Owens with the Owens if it's paying. Cause so we be trying to run, baby, run to the payout. We be trying to run, baby, run to the payout.
Slow strolling in my 87 Super Sport, looking for a quick dollar so I can let the chains collar. Trying to have my neck smothered, gold collar, blue collar to set, hands covered in grit. I've been grinding all winter so I can shine a bit. Me and my conglomerate huddle on street corners with buzz lit. Plant life, planted nights all on the cement, marathon trapping. I got mileage on these Air Max from Soho to Fairfax. All my niggas Air Max and Blair tracks from none other. The flow butter, no stutter, except from the money counter. It's funny how they tried to clown us. Now it's commas after commas, million dollar houses, game blouses, stained windows, marble floors with the rain fountains. Used to cash checks at Western Union, now I got paid accountants. I'm up now from broke down and I'm a state counter. It's like I'm being pulled down. Funny how I keep my head up. It was slow though, then it sped up. It's like I'm being pulled down. Funny how I keep my head up. It was slow though, then it sped up.
Slow dope, never made it in my neighborhood. It's more Jesse Owens with the Owens if it's paying. Cause so we be trying to run, baby, run to the payout. We be trying to run, baby, run to the payout.
Not pop inspired, it's crack pot inspired. My real niggas quote, bitch. bitch never cooked my coke. Why? Never trust a hoe with your child. And you make believe because I smile. Ha! For now, street in my style. Like you internet sharing my files. You my space niggas. So kill the comparison. I'm South Beach sipping on Seraphim. Well, to check, nigga, I never been. Cook money clean through Merrill Lynch. Your challenge just gas with the smell of it. Meet the dealer. Ain't a bitch realer. So you ain't got a question why I push it, don't feel ya. Now hit the fuck off.
Keys open doors. 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 Keys open doors.
Check it.
Keys open doors. Keys open doors.
Throw it on the scale, feed your goddamn self. Get it how you live, we don't ask for help, no. Word on the street is you gon' love how it melt. And I don't come with a pitch, neither the shit sell itself. I yell re-up till I'm locked like Mamiya. And get it cross-state with the grace of Maria. Keep going toys, you gon' know us when you see us. Living street tales, worthy of Don Divas. Keys in the floor, mistress in Dior. Bitch tell me she love me, but I know she's a whore. She could get ugly, should she talk the law. And that's just what I get, it's the roses of war. Fuck the bureau, rather be spending euros. We get fed grapes, fuck holes and plurals. Just like heaven as I gaze at the mural. What a peace of mind when you copy some Shapiro's. Cheers to the future as we toast the light. I'm prevaying in Miami, I'm a socialite, nigga. The cars are big, the cribs are bigger. The kids are happy, the perfect picture. Gemstar razor, the fruit of my labor. And I walk with a glow, it's like the Lord shown favor. These bitches fake like the hoes on flavor. But I don't mind spending, all it is paper, yes.
Keys open doors, keys open doors. 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 Keys open door, keys open doors.
Sound of silver, talk to me.
Illuminati rap, we're proud of that. Everybody pop the molly, look at
walked on. This nigga's got me on my shit.
Apparently, Uffy's working on a new album. I would listen to a new Uffy record.
Make a sound.
not in the mood for any of this.
If you wanna get with me.
Nope.
Softly as if I play piano in the dark. Found a way to channel my anger, not to embark. The world's a stage and everybody got to play their part. Guard with the signal clear as day. Put my block away, I got a stronger weapon that never runs out of ammo. Put my block away, I got a stronger weapon that never runs out of ammunition, so I'm ready for war. Okay. Put my block away, I got a stronger weapon that never runs out of ammunition, so I'm ready.
War ready, war ready, war ready. War ready, war ready, war ready. You boys lost already. War ready, war ready, war ready, war ready, war ready, war ready, war ready. You boys lost already. My bitch look like Mona Lisa. Hammer busting like a soda in the freezer. Think of heading to a beach, need a breather from the tripping. Need the dashes, push a tank to a G. Life get hanged from the tree. Bolding like the walls kicked in. Gave in right there. Don't brave that I get laid in. Heaven, hell, free jail, same shit. County jail, bus, slave ship, same shit. Wise man once said that a black man better off dead. So I'm war ready. War ready, war ready. War ready, war ready. War ready, war ready. War ready, you boys lost already. War ready, war ready. War ready.
Fuck the sound in the curb, can make them hunch it. Turn the African into the nigga, then they hunger. Said it earlier in the verse, sometimes I wonder who the activist and who the devil's advocate. But do it matter shit, they only fucking with the rap if the rapper rich. I got a platinum hit, chain of tools, seen the music interchangeable. Rage your bull, what you headed for? Heaven doors and hell below. I write directions for the road to let you know. Edgar Allan Poe, try to warn him with the mouse, and all it seems crows. Feel for him, words, we kill for him. Lead a bitch into the birds, we still won. Already, boys lost already. All in to the Lord, get it. Put my rod away, I got a stronger weapon that never runs out of ammunition, so I'm ready for war. Okay.
Yeah! It's the Flav, Holmes. Cold chilling in effect.
Public enemy. It's kind of rabble rousing. They talk about, well, things like. You know, the white media is very upset about some of the things you say in your song. The way they get them caused me a little very upset by the things you're saying. Hello?
Yes, hello.
Yes.
I saw them warm up for the Beastie Boys last year.
How were they?
How were they? I thought it was one of the most appalling things I have ever seen. There were two gentlemen in cages on either side of the stage with fake Uzis.
With fake Uzis? All right. Fake Uzis. Have a good night. I'll see you later.